is very careful from being nehenna from others, is very makpid not to take anything from anyone. And in many instances, people always would try to be mahanahim. He would not accept what was called the regular pidyon, that the derklal which chassidim give to a rebbe. As we mentioned, Yehuda was a kohen. The only money that he accepted was for pidyon aben. He says that is the matana that the Torah gave him. He said this is not from Abbas of Adam. This is what he is entitled to. He said that once a psachosid wanted to be mahanahim by giving him a pitcher of expensive oil and a can of fish, also expensive fish. And knowing that Rav Tzadik would not be mekabel, would not receive, accept any matonis. So the chassid said, Rav Tzadik, I'm not bringing matonis. He said, I'm bringing bikurin. After all, the Gemara says, Kol ha-mevi doirin l'talmud chocham kilu mevi bikurin. If you bring a matonis to a talmud chocham, it's in fact as if one is giving bikurin. So I'm not giving some matonis. I'm actually bringing bikurin. Tzadik hears the Gemara. Oh, it's a Gemara, it's a chazal. He goes and he accepts it. Chazal said it. But it said that particular Shabbos, the immediate Shabbos after sitting at the table, so he says to himself, and he begins his talk, and he says, well, it says, he says, but then says Reb Tzadik, he says, am I a Talmud Chochom? Well, to say that we didn't learn at all is not possible. We did do some learning. But so what did we learn? And he quoted the pasuk that we had in last week's shir, where the Gemara says on the pasuk, "Lomo ze mechir biyat ksil liknois chochma v'leiv ayin." Why is there money in the hands of a fool that has no understanding in his heart? He has money to buy wisdom, but he has no havona. So Chazal say, what is it referring to? It's referring to the haloi metayra veina makayma. The tzaddik says, maybe I learned a little bit. He said, but what is my Torah worth? He said, I'm certainly far, far from Shlemus. The Haloi Meteira Veina Mekaima. That's how it concluded. Stephen really began to tremble and he said, Rebbe, how can you leave us? If you, as person, as tzaddik as yourself, was learning Torah, referring to yourself as Haloi Meteira Veina Mekaima, as a tzaddik, because of your feelings, I should lie. That's what I believe. And they're like, kachav it. This is the situation. This was, again, another indication of the tzaddik's attitude and tzaddik's tzitzkus, in addition to, of course, of his Torah. We have here is from a number of issues in Pritzadik regarding to the Yom Tov of Purim and Parashat Zohar. A number of these ideas, you'll notice, we might be familiar with from this aspect of Rav Tzadik. But the way, again, these ideas are formulated for the different inyonim regards to Purim, namely, and also, as we'll see, with regards to Shabbat Zohar. So these are inyonim that Rav Tzadik feels is kedai that he mentions, and he points out these ideas in every area where he feels that these inyonim are emphasized. As a hagdomah to an item that Rav Tzadik brings here is a Gemara, very fascinating Gemara, Nida Daf Lamed Aleph. That's how we begin here. Where the Gemara says there, the Darish Rabbi Avo Darshan, that my dechsev, you know, the pasuk by Bilam Arosho, Bilam says, Nimono afar Yaakov v'mitzpar es roiva Yisrael. Bilam says, who is able to count the Reiva B'nai Yisrael, the different sections of the B'nai Yisrael, what is it referring to? And the Gemara says, Malamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Sofer Es Reviyoseyan Shel Yisrael. It's a very incredible Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, takes count of how often people actually live with their wife. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopes that more and more tzaddikim will be produced in the world. The Kaddish Baruch counts the Lashon as Reiva B'nei Yisrael was interpreted by Chazal Reiva from Lashon Reiva V'nirva. Kaddish Baruch sits and counts the cohabitation. Mosai Tovoi Tipa Shatadik Noitzer Hemeno. When will there be a Tipa out of which a Tzadik will be created, will emerge, will be formed? Now, Dover Zeh, regarding this issue, Nismis Eino Shalbilam Arosha. Regarding this idea, Bilam could not fathom that Kaddish Baruch should be involved in these inyonim. Kaddish Baruch Hu, if there's anything else to count, this is what he's counting. This is what Kaddish Baruch Hu is counting. And his eye became blinded. Because Bilam would say, Mi Yishu Hu Tohar the Kaddish, HaKaddish Baruch Hu, who is so pure and so holy, U'misharas of Tohirim U'kadoshim, Yotzitz B'dover Zeh, he should put his mind and his eyes on such a thing. The past thing for Kaddish Baruch Hu to be involved in these inyonim. So Miyad Nismis Einoi, this, as a result of this, his eye was blinded. Dechtiv, Hagever Shesum Ho'oyin, the one that was blind on one eye. So obviously this is a very enigmatic Gemara, it needs a lot of beer. and we'll see what Reb Tzedek says about this. But it's predicated, as we see, on the Medrash dealing in Megillat Esther. Again, a very fascinating Medrash on the Pasuk that we all know. Haman HaRosha comes to HaShverish B'Medish Rabbe al Pasuk Yesh Noyam Echad, right? Yesh Noyam Echad Mefuzim Mefayrat Beno Amin. So the Medrash said, what was Haman trying to say with this? What was he trying to say? So the Gemara text, interesting, the Medrash takes the word Yeshnoi and says Yeshnoi is from a Lashon Shinayim, teeth. Shinayim, shame, the tooth. So the word Yeshnoi Amechod, Bilam is saying, or Haman in this case, is saying that the Yidin have large teeth. They always have, in our case, a lot of Kiddushin. That's out of Kiddush. It's always a reason to celebrate. It's always with food. Always Yidin are involved with food. And he says, Yeshnoi Amechod, they have large teeth. Shineho in Rav Revin. The teeth are large, big. There's always an excuse to celebrate. There's always an excuse to party. On Alois HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Haman, Rosh HaAtu, Napil Ayin Ra B'Moyadeyen, if against me that they have so many Yomim Tovim, you have an Ayin Ra, Hare Ani Mapil Chol Lefneim, what I'm going to do is, you're going to fall before them, and you know what? And you're going to give them a new Yomtiv. You're complaining about what they have. You're going to be the source of a new Yomtiv. Umaytivim Lehem Moyed Echad Al Mapalotcha, because of your Mapalot. Zeh Yemei Akutim. So the Tzaddik says, what is this idea that Bilam was saying, that Eden always party, that Eden always has them? And who is not them at them? Who are they bothering with this? Who is bothered by that? Because the Tzaddik ha'inyan hu shahoman hoya enoi ro bozeh v'loi hemin, Haman could not understand, she nimtze eze kidushi binyone hanoes aguf, kumay achil v'shtir. That was his idea. You are supposed to be a lofty people. You are supposed to be a people, the chosen people. These are people who are Nam Kodesh. We serve Hashem in every area. A goy cannot understand that. A goy cannot understand how we are able to combine Gashmius with Ruchnius and be able to sanctify the Gashmius as well. How can there be, he says, Kedusha in Inyonim of Anois Aguf like Achila Vishtir? After all, where does the source of pleasure in eating come from? Again, so discusses this opinion. Says it comes from the first chait. She said, Nitzmach Mishoirish Hanocha Shepitel Odom Bozeh. The Tzaddik says the pleasure that we derive from Achila Shtiyah is after the Chet. Before the Chet was a totally different experience. The eating experience is a totally different experience, as he goes on to point out. The Yesh B'Zeh Remez B'Gemara. And he says there is a Remez in the Gemara, and he says a wonderful pshat in his Gemara. We all know this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Haman min ha-Torah minayin, right? Where do we find the Remez in the Torah for Haman, and which is the Pasuk that is advanced? The Pasuk is used, Hamin Ho'et. To play on words, Hamin Oet by the Eitz Hadas, Hamin Haman, right? Hamin Oet, is it from the tree? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after the Chet, he says, from the tree, right, that I commanded you not to eat. Did you eat from it? Hamin Oet. So, what's it got to do with Haman? What's it got to do with Haman? Haman, this is Haman Nun, this is Haman Nun. But where's Haman come into this? So, Tzadik, you know what it means? Behind the Dishon Ksiv, in that Pasuk, Hamin Oet, right? What is the Pasuk trying to say? What is the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is saying, because this itself, what the Chet Hadas represents, that in fact, that is the Shoyrish of the tomb of Haman, Lishot of B'tayvus Achila, Lishem Hanois Aguf, Kipitui of Shel HaNochosh. The Inyan of Hamin Ha'et, Ashit Tzivisicho, the idea of not to eat from the Chet Hadas, in there is rooted the essence of what Haman is. Haman is someone who is Shotu, who is totally Shekua, someone totally who is sunk into the depth of Taiva, and in this case, talking particularly about Taiva Zachila, the inyan of Taiva Zachila, the destruction of Taiva Zachila, and the lowness of Taiva Zachila is represented in the Pasuk, as we'll soon see, Hamin Oet Ashet Tzivisichol Abilti Yachoel Nemen Ocholto. So that inside, that's Haman. That is the idea of Haman. That's what Haman represents. Whatever the Eitz Hadas represents, that's Haman. Haman represents the Tumah that came out as a result of the Yetz Hadas, of the Chet of the Yetz Hadas. The Chen Amru, similarly we find, an Arab Tzaddik refers to the Gemara that we started with, that it was on this situation that the eyes of Bilam Arosha, the eye of Bilam Arosha became blinded, because Omar Bilam Tainet, he could not understand, and he said, Mishu Utor V'Kodesh, the Rabbi Yishon was so pure, Mishos of Tahir M'Kodeshim, Yotis B'Dover HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing better to do than to be involved in counting how many times Yidden live with their wives? Bilam could understand. What does it mean? What didn't he understand? This is also an area of taiva and desire, certainly. So these areas, whether it's taiva sachila, or those areas of desire and taiva, which is in Yonan ben Ishlishto and so on, Haman again, and this case Bilam, was not able to understand and to fathom that could be a metzias of kedusha in these in Yonan. Because after all, where did the taiva in the other area, in the taiva of Arayas, come from? The taiva of Arayas also was a consequence of the chet of the etadat. But directly, the chet of etadat involved achila. But as the Tzaddik said many times, we had in different shurim, these two taivas go together. That one was not controlled in its taivas achila is also not in control in the other area of taiva. Because one came about as a consequence of the other. Because before the chet of the etadat, there was not taiva in the other area as well. But through the achila of the chet of etadat, that this is with lowered mankind into the position of now that he became steeped in taiva and was able to margish and discern taiva on this level. As he points out, because after the chet of etadat, as we say, this also is nimshach mipgam anocha shehitu zohamo b'chava, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. So Valzeh amelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to show Haman. Haman could not understand, as Reb Tzaddik said, how can the Yidin are eating all the time? They're so involved in Yonim of Enos HaGuf. Haman as a goy, Klipas Haman could not understand that the shaykh to be kedusha even in an area of Hanolat Haguf. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu show him to the extreme point? The extreme point that Kadosh Baruch Hu shows them Purim. Purim is the extreme area where we are involved with achila v'shtiyah, drinking yain to the extreme. If there's any area of making merry and being involved in the area of simple taivet, which would appear in the area of Purim, where we wanted to show dafke with Purim, because the point cannot be made any better as a dogma and a paradigm that you can find kedusha even in the area of Anoros Aguf through demonstration of Purim. Because Kama Shomru, as Chazal say, Mechayev, on the one hand, there's a Chiev, Enish Lubisume Bipuria, right? First, that's a Chiev, to drink Yayin. Adaloyoda, which means, what does it mean? What does Adaloyoda accomplish? What does Adaloyoda accomplish? What is the purpose of this? Drink wine and Purim Adaloyoda? Why? So you know what it means? Shedaike al Yedei Hashikris Beyayin, because through Shikris Beyayin, which means Shloim Das, because a person loses control of his Das, you know what comes out? His true Pnimiyus. You want to know the essence of a person. You see what happens, you know, when a person is shikr. Some people speak about this in yonim, but people have a different yonim. But there's nifal peh, and other people say in yonim of kedusha. Because the pnimius of a person comes out. If you want to know the essence of Klal Yisrael, what the pnimius is all about, on Purim you're going to see it. The idea is, and the hope is, that when he drinks adlo yoda, what he comes out is kedusha. Not some shikr, nifal peh, shtifim. That's the godless of the Yid, which is supposed to emerge on the Yom Tov Purim. The Yom Tov Purim is supposed to prove that even when a person is not in control of his faculties, what is the natural instinct? What are the natural reflexes that will come out of a person? His true pnimius comes out, and then be noticed, and they will be established that its pnimius is kedusha. Shaddai kal yidei hashikris beyayin shlemidat nizbar pnimius kedushas Yisrael shegam inyan hanois achil ishtiya shaloi hu bekedusha. That's what Purim shows us. Al derech shomru. And we find many, many illustrations to this. For example, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Ches, Gemara talks about there was the young children, and the Chachomim wanted to get a certain message out of them, and they didn't want to speak. So the Gemara says, Igberu Chamra Dardike. What they did was that they were goyver. They gave them extra wine to drink, right? His gabrus of yayin. Why? Kehech Deleim Lemilse. Right? What would somebody? What would come out of the mouth of the goy? We know what would come out. But Dardike, Yiddish Kinder. Right? Yiddish Kinder, who learned Torah. What came out? Psukim Gemara says out. The Dvarim Kedoshim comes out. That's the idea. Nech Nesyayin Yotasoyin. The Soyin, the penis of the person. This is what comes out. The Yomru. And the Gemara says in Erev Daf Samachay, Vishloisha Dvarim Odom Nikr. It says, Bekisoy, Bekoisha, Bekasoy. But we're talking about here is Bekoisoy. What does it mean, Bekoisoy? Because Vahayneshal Yedeya Shikris Daike. Dafkez v'shikret, kishenitl memeno hadas, oz nikr v'nizbar ha-hevdo shol kedushas Yisrael la-amen. This is where you see the chilek. Here's where you depart company. When people are controlled, they can pose as anything they want to. They can pose as very spiritual people. But you never know if this is the true essence. You never know if that's the true pnimius. Is this really what they are, or this is what they're trying to show you what they are? But when a person is not in control of his das, in such as the situation from Purim, here where you see the clear distinction between Yisrael and Amen. This is what brings out this idea very clearly. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara says on the Pasuk, It says it was Bayoim Hashvi in the Megillah Ketoiv Leiv Amelech Bayayin. Bayoim Hashvi, the seventh day. What day was it? The seventh day. So the Gemara says, being that it says Yom Hashvi, the special was Shabbos. Yom Hashvi, the hey, how you do it. In other words, what's the emphasis? L'may nafki mina with Shabbos? Yom Hashvi means Shabbos Hoyoshi Yisrael Oichlin Vishoysin. And the Gemara says, Matchilin B'divrei Torah B'divrei Tishbuchos. How does the Shabbos dish look like? In spite of all the five portions of kugel and chol and the other stuff that you have on the table, and the different kinds of herring and fish, but you have Divrei Torah and you have Divrei Tishbuchos. Avol, and we know what the contrast is on the other side, when it's not B'nai Yisrael sitting at a table. The Haina again, Shebi Yisrael Nizbar Al Yidehu Achila Ushtiya Daike Hapnimiyas Shal Mechum Shalahem. This is what separates. This is when you see the distinction. It's how you eat and drink. People of all color, and of every distinction that they have in Yonam, whatever they call, this is the time that they're spiritual. But when it comes to in Yonam of Achil Ishtiya Daika, that's where the pnimius and the essence comes out. Shurak l'kedusha shenimtza b'achil ishtiya v'adekein, and therefore it is maschilim b'divrei Torah u'kinis galel. So kuponim, so this group, we understand now the relationship. Why you learn the Chazal that Purim was complaining about all the holidays, because Kadosh Baruch Hu says not only that, but when you give an extra holiday, it's much deeper than that. The idea was that Haman as a goy could not understand, fathom how far the kedusha Yisrael reaches. Haman could not understand that in Yonam of Anois Aguf the Shach kedusha Purim shows it. So that's why I'm giving you another yontif. That's not a yontif, not a yontif. But davke yontif such as Purim, where even without any das at all, the pnimius comes out to show clearly that the essence of the yid is kedusha. So no matter what the yid does, nevertheless his pnimius is kedusha, and therefore, as we see, it is accompanied with divrei Torah and it's accompanied with divrei tishbuchos. Given this idea, what behooves us is to take a look, because the Tzaddik pointed out, and he started again, that Homa Min HaTorah, as he pointed out, is the remezis from the Pasuk of the Chet Eitz Hadas, Hamino Eitz, where the Tzaddik said that this is the essence of Homa, because Taivis Achila actually emanates, comes from the Chet of Eitz Hadas. So I thought it would be very interesting and important, really, to understand this deeper with a different Reb Tzaddik, again in a different area. This is the Pritzaddik in Parshas Bereishis. And there Reb Tzaddik again talks about this idea, and he elaborates it and gives us a deep understanding. And he tells us on the union of the Zohar Chodesh tells us a maisa. And this is a very, very fascinating story. It says, what happened after Adam Rishon was chayte? What happened? So the Zohar Chodesh tells us that Adam Rishon, kim shenitrad megan Eden, when he was banished from Gan Eden, choshev sheyomus meyad, he thought he'll die. Right? Ki b'yoy machocho memeno mois tomus. V'yoy boiche u'mischanen v'shob b'tshuva. The Chazal say that actually he was boiche u'mischanen, and he cried and he pleaded. And he did tshuva at Shekibloya Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tshuva. V'herich Yomov. Instead of dying immediately, he lived Nosan Lo Yoimoy. In other words, Yoimoy Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you'll die within the day. How long is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's day? 1,000 years. He lived 1,000 years. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Yoimoy Shuelav Shona. U'kamoy Kein Achekach. U'la'achish Sheyodu Avoynom Mashachotu. His marmoral Mashachotu. They continued continuously to feel bad and bitter about their chet, right? At the point, v'hi yoyser, and she even more, mitn she hoyser tchilal aveira. Kitzur Chazal tell us over and over again that Adam and Chava, both of them did tshuva. So Omer Rablezer says, Rablezer, chazer Chava lo hoyder shalois oven. She confessed, right? And she was moider. Harei says, Reb Tzaddik, we see clearly the Adam the Chava shovu b'tshuva shalema. Question, if they did tshuva, so how come the tshuva didn't wipe out the chet altogether? Why'd they have to die? Good, they lived another 1,000 years. But before the chet, they were not supposed to die at all. So after the chet, right, there was a gzeirah, but they did tshuva. And we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, did accept the tshuva to an extent. Instead of dying immediately, Adam lived another 1,000 years. Right, close to 1,000 years. So the point is, Yeshlohovin, Salomalin is about like gzeirah mikol v'kol. And the Gemara, as a matter of fact, in Erev is another Gemara, it says, Adam Rishon chosid godel hoya. We had that Gemara in one of the Shurim, and it says, V'yoshev betan is kuflam etchon, 130 years. He was fasting. So why is this tshuva accepted? Why did he ultimately have to die altogether? And as you see, something is missing here, because I cut out, we did surgery here in order to facilitate it, be able to get it into the time frame. And he says again, after saying other things, Ubevadai osu odom v'chave tshuva shalema dimloike no yemesim teke b'yoymoy. V'lom ala hoyal the next column on top to tshuvosom v'vat lak zeirem mikol v'kol. Tell the Tzaddik as follows. I'll tell you why Misa was necessary. Because Achmatzino Medish Rabbah, Chazal tell us, again, this is an incredible medrash, and this is discussed by all the Mefarshim, Or the Rishon says, right, the Horisha Shinatur Modi, he knows no limino eats, what does it say? The oichel, and I will eat. Right, grammatically it should have said vochalti, and I ate. But you know that. The Chazal say vochalti ain't ksiv kam, el vochel. Or the Rishon was saying, ochalti vochel. I ate, and I will continue to eat. How can Adam say such a thing? Adam would say such a thing. After all, certainly you see later, you see how many years he did tshuva. You see all of his feelings and his negation, his whole hanhoge changed. The Vishlohov and Eichi talking, Machal, kind of a chutzpah, you have a havin, or the Rishon speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. Shereimar, the Rishon, Sheyoichal, Oid, Lavar, Al Tzavuya, Shal Mokim. There's many different perushas. As a matter of fact, Reb Tzadik in different Mekoyim has different perushim also on this. But when Yenayna Reb Tzadik explains the Medrash, what Adam Rishon was saying, she gave me the Oichel, and I will eat. What does he mean, I will eat? Achinyan, again, as you see, this has been taken out a portion in the middle, and so we go to the mamish, to the essence of the inyan. Achinyan, he says, et yoy shel nochash hu. The idea that Chazal say many times, et yoy shel nochash means the eights of the nochash, the enticement of the nochash. What is the source of the inyan of the et yoy shel nochash? Shanochash hichnis beliboy sheyargi shano saguf. Remember, that's what the Tzadik mentioned in the previous piece, right, in totally different nokin. It was the nochash that brought in the desires, the way we feel it today. The feelings, the desires, the taivat achila, the pleasure of eating, the desires in all areas that we have, that started from the nochash. Uksiv, and on the one hand, the Potik says, the eitz achayim betoy chagon, right? The eitz hadas toy vera. Voman Reb Tzadik says, we have already developed, shoyekoyach zeh shel eitz achayim veitz hadas toy vera b'chol atzei hagon. The Tzaddik says the truth is that each tree in Gan Eden had a potential to become either an Eitz HaChaim or an Eitz HaDaas. Each tree. We had an Eitz HaChaim and we had an Eitz HaDaas. But every tree had a potential to become either like the Eitz HaChaim or to become like an Eitz HaDaas. The Moyotoyim Eitz HaChaim. Had all the Mauritian been Toyim, if we would have tasted from the Eitz HaChaim instead of the Eitz HaDaas. Hainu, when you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, which means Shloi Bahanoi Saguf, what, you know what that would have meant? Ozoyim margish b'chol achilosoy mikol eitz shoyoichol kedusha eitz achayim. Tzadik said, had he eaten from the eitz achayim, that no matter which tree he subsequently would have eaten from, he would have injected the kedusha of the eitz achayim into each and every machal, each and every food of each and every tree. The kedusha of the eitz achayim, had he eaten from the eitz achayim first, that's the achilah of the kedusha. The hergish of achilah kedusha is what he would have experienced the entire time, no matter which tree he would have eaten from, of the entire, all the trees in Gan Eden. V'hayin achilah b'kedusha k'moy shenemar. It means there would have been strictly an achilah b'kedusha, as the Novi tells us. Actually, it's not the Novi. Shlomo Melech says it in Mishle. V'chu lachmu b'lachmi ishisu b'yayin masachti. Avada, literally speaking, the Potik saying, Shlomo Melech says, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi, come and partake of my food. L'chu lachmu b'lachmi, come and eat some of my food. And also he says, U'shisu b'yayin masachti, and drink of the wine that I mixed. Drink of the wine that I mixed. Say Chazal, you know what it's referring to? Nahama deraisa de biksav. In other words, lachmi is referring to Tayusha biksav. Ve'yena deraisa de balpeh. And when it says yayin, is referring to Tayusha balpeh. So you're talking about lechem, and we're talking about yayin, and yet really, what is it really talking about? Toyeshe b'ksav, toyeshe b'alpeh. Which means that lechem and yayin, be'etzem, are essence, are articles of kedusha. Lechem and yayin represent articles of kedusha. As it says in Zohar Kodesh. The problem though is that the Marishan reversed. Instead of eating from the Eitz HaChayim, avol kivim she'ochal me'etz hadas. But since he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, what happened was, meaning shehirgish hanos haguf b'achil. That was the first time that the Mauritian experienced taivat achil when he ate from the Eitz HaDaas. Once he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, al yidei zeh nase irvuv. So now we have this mixture of toivara in all his future achilas, in the opposite direction, in the opposite of the Eitz HaChaim had he eaten. V'chol achilas she'ochal. So no matter which tree now he ate from, he already experienced the taruvus of toivara. The taste of the Eitz HaDaas, he could not shake it anymore. No matter which fruit he would eat, he would have the essence of Tov V'ra in any fruit of any fruit of any tree of the Gan Eden. In other words, by eating from the Eitz HaDaas, all trees were injected with the taruvus of Tov V'ra. Had he started with the Yetzer Chaim, really, then forget. Then all of the subsequent achilas would have been on that level. Would have been achilas shebekdusha. But being that he ate from the Yetzer Das, it didn't end with the Yetzer Das. So now it already injected a taivas achila. It injected taruv the tevra in each and every tree. That is what is meant when we say that the nochash enticed, which means that we have the influence of the nochash in our world, meaning is that the taivat achila and the desires, the base desires that we feel today, is all because of what the nochash achieved that very first time. So this would be the pshat when we find the tikkunim and the tikkunim zoyah chodosh, which says as follows. We have a machlokes, what was the fruit, the item that Adam Rishon ate from? And we have this in Bavli as well, as you know. And he brings it down from the Zohar Kodesh, because the Zohar Kodesh adds one nekuda. And it says as follows. It says, Havei Omer Rabbonon. Rabbonon would say that Ilon Chochol Adam Rishon Chita Hoya. Vikid Omer, then we have another opinion, Gevin Hoya. Right? Va'achrinin Omerin, then we have another opinion, a third opinion, say, Tein Hoysa. And then Chazal conclude, V'lo Hoya Cholkin B'milaleim, there is no argument in their opinions, the Kulik Shoyt, it's all true. How can it be all true? Right? You have here a difference in the tzias. If it was a gefen, then it's not a teina. And if it's a teina, then it's not a chita. So how can it be all true? We find sometimes, elu velu divra lekim chayim, right? How does it fit when you're dealing with a tzias? The kosher, eich kulik shoyt. How can it all be true? Right? The elu velu divra lekim chayim, bedovish nechel be tzias. If we're arguing what that eight tzadat was, right? If I'm telling you it's a chita and you're telling me it's a gefen, how can we both be right? How can you both be right? How can everybody be right? Three opinions here. Okay, my Chehukshu Rabbeinu Tam, this is a similar question which Rabbeinu Tam already raised. The Machlaikis Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua Bizman Brias Oilam. We know that the Machlaikis, which Chodesh was the Nisan or was the Tishrei, right? and we have a quote of Elu Velu Devil Kim Chaim, so Rabbeinu Tam says, how can it both be right? If it wasn't Tishrei, it wasn't a Nisan. If it was a Nisan, it wasn't a Tishrei. So you have, you know, the various compromises that the Machshava was one way, right? Wasn't Tishrei, and then Lamaisa, it was a Nisan. Fine, so we made a compromise. Here too, how do you understand? How can it all be right? It's a chita, it's a teina, it's a gefen. How can it all be right? Al fioma nicho, he says. Shekulik shayt means all is true means shekoma sheochal hirgish hatam or irviv the tevara. What they're trying to say is whether he ate a gefen, whether he ate later teina, not a subsequent, no matter what he ate, because of that very first ilam. The machloikis is only where did it start from. Yes, there is a machloikis where it started from. But kulik shait means lamait, the end result is all right. When's the end result? Whether it was a gefen, when it started from. Whether it was a te'ena, if it started from. Whether it was a chita, but the end result is the te'ena has it, the gefen has it, the chita, all has it. All has eitz hadas in it. Because once it started, this was injected in all the subsequent achilas of each and every food. So the tzaddik, he says, it's all true that each one became an eitz hadas. Shekol ma she'ochal hirgish hatam or irviv the tevra. Avchav machloikis hu baneh hoye tchilas akilku. Machloikis is what started from. But once it started, he says, it doesn't make a difference. They're all eitz hadas. Gefen, this. You say gefen, you say this. But the end is, it's all of the three. And more. It's all of that. Because it doesn't make a difference anymore. Once it was chayte, so the taivis and the hanois achila already is in all of the achilas. Balzain. The Yaakovino of Asholim, it's Balzain. Yeah. Yaakovino, he says, was different. Yaakovino was different in spite of the fact. The Yaakovino was, of course, after the Chet of Adam. He was called the Marishin Koidema Kilkul Shlo Yoda Klal Manoi Saguf. He had this distinction. Yaakovino was on such a madrega that even that after the Chet of Adam Marishin, he was in the madrega that Yaakovino Bechlal did not know. As we know, Rashi tells us in Breishis, remember, he speaks to Lavan, he says, give me my wife so I can avoid Oleo. So Rashi himself raises the question, right? What do you mean, give me my wife, avoid Oleo? Right? So Rashi says, he meant because he wants to have children, but still, why do you speak that way? So Tzadik says, you know what it means? Like a person says, you know, I'm hungry, give me some food. Nobody thinks it's something wrong. Okay, there. So the same way, to him it was the same idea. The kasha is from our vantage point, because now we are infused with desire. Now that we are involved with our tension, with our desires, and back and forth. So therefore, from our vantage point, we ask the kasha. But from the Bechin of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet, his Bechal was not a kash. And Yaakov goes back to the Bechin of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. So from Yaakovino's vantage point, of course, we're talking about something totally different. And therefore, Valkein Yaakovino Loimes. Why? Because Misa was Nigza because of the Chet of Adam Rishon. But if Yaakov Avinu was the beginning of Adam Kodem HaChet, there's no reason to die. Adam would not have died if not for the Chet. And if Yaakov Avinu was like in the beginning of Adam Kodem HaChet, there's no reason to die. Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. And he says, and this is not limited to Yaakov, there were great people in our history that enjoyed this unique distinction of being in such high madrege in the beginning of Adam Kodem HaChet. And he goes on, he says, V'chein Rebbe. Rebbe, that's Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Shomar, who said, V'nehenesi av be'edz be'ketan. Right? Rabbeinu HaKodesh was an Oysher. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was an Oysher. And yet before he died, right, he raised up his 10 fingers and said that none of his fingers, even the smallest finger, he wasn't Nehenna personally. From Olam Hazeh. That's Rabbeinu HaKodesh saying this on himself. He was not Nehenna av be'edz be'ketan. K'moy Shomru. Right? And Chazal tells us in Ksubis, we know this Gemara. Chazal tell us a fascinating revelation that called Beis Shimsha that every Erev Shabbos have also a Beisa. After he died, Rabbeinu HaKodesh used to come visit his house. After his death, he came back to visit his house, and the Isa B'Sefer Chassidim, by the way, Rabbi Kivega brings it down there on the side on the margin on that Gemara. Not only he came to visit his house, he made Kiddush for his wife. That's the question. If he's really dead, first of all, and he's just here, so to speak, as an image, a mess is potter ben amitzis. And a mess is potter ben amitzis, you cannot be moitzi somebody else who's mechuyev, right? Somebody who's potter cannot be moitzi. The fact that he was moitzi means that, in fact, he's also a bechin of loy mess. The bechin of like a Yaakov Avinu, which is loy mess. So he poitah bekiddush b'nei beisoy v'loy kishah meisim nechzib b'meisim chavshi. The Tzadik puts it together. Because Rabbeinu Kodesh also loy nehen em oylam hazeh. What does it mean? Because he's in the bechin of Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet. And being that he's in the bechin of Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet, so just the same way we find Yaakov Avinu loy mess, so here also is loy mess. And these are besvarim, this is a very, very fascinating Rosh HaTevis. What was Rabbeinu HaKodesh's title? How was he called? Rabbi Yudah HaNosi. Says the Arizal. You know what Nosi is Rosh HaTevis? Nitzutz shel Yaakov Avinu. Nosi. He was the Nitzutz of Yaakov Avinu. The same way that Yaakov Avinu was Leimes, the Yudah HaNosi is Rosh HaTevis, who Nitzutz shel Yaakov Avinu. That's Rosh HaTevis. V'zehoye b'Yaakov shenoy l'dkach. This was Yaakov Avinu, k'moy odom rishin k'odem akilku. And one day we all will enjoy that madrege, as will be in the future. But generally speaking, the rest of the world, yes, there already is the itis shel nochash, which is the eights of the nochash, right? We are affected by it. The eights of the nochash, which he caused in the world, that remains. Ad kedei kach, that even great, great people, but it's not Rabbeinu HaKodesh, right? It's not Yaakov Avinu. But about their omru, therefore Chazal say in the Medrash, afile im ye chosid shebechassidim. The fact, you can be a chosid shebechassidim, you can be a tzadik hador, I epshe shlo yiboy tzad echod me'ovoin. He means, there has to be, you are physical, and there has to be a tzad echod me'ovoin, and there's going to be some physical desire in some aspect. As a matter of fact, Yishai avi David, the Gemara said Yishai was a person without chet. He was one of the few that only died, not because of a chet, because of the gzeir of other Mauritians. But there's certain people who are such tzaddikim, they never would have died. Why did they die? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeir after the chet of the Mauritians that people have to die. But it says about Yishai, one of those few, he only died because of the gzeir of Misa. Otherwise, there would be no reason for him to die, right? And yet, look what the Tzaddik teaches the Gemara, though. The Yishai v'dovid mefurish be'ikro, right? Shemef be'et yoshel nochosh, and lefi pshuto, and as Rashi teaches, the Gemara there, it means that he only died, et yoshel nochosh means he died because of the gzeirus misa, because of the nochosh. The Tzaddik has a different interpretation. He died, but be'et yoshel nochosh means that he also had some of the injection of the misa. What the nochosh caused was, some of it went into Yishai also, in spite of the fact that he was a chosid shebechassidim. V'hain l'hargish hanos haguf. So now we come back. V'zeh shom, and now we come and says, or the Mishnah said, he nostali min o'etz v'oichel. It means to say, v'zeh shenema, or the Mishnah saying, once he already ate from the Eitz Hadaat, she gave me min o'etz v'oichel, and I will eat. You know what he means, I will eat? Shom ha'bemar libo, he was saying this with bitterness. The kavan is not, I'm going to take again from the Eitz Hadaat. What he's saying, v'oichel means, v'snatzel v'satzel mo'etz, what he's saying to the Boishu, is bemoaning the fact, the Boy Shalom, once I ate from the Tzadat, so now already my body became a body which is a taruvus of Toivara. Now all of a sudden I'm capable and I'm feeling desires that I never knew about before. That's what it means. From now, no matter what I eat, I taste the essence of the Eitz Hadas. Like the Tzaddik said before, once he ate from the Eitz Hadas, no matter which tree he's going to eat from, he's going to be marigish, taruv, and tzaivara. V'oichel means I will continue to be eating the chelik of the Eitz Hadas. Because no matter what tree I take, no matter what fruit I take, no matter what I will be eating, because once I ate from the Eitz Hadas, I will already be marigish, hanoyes haguf, shezehu ho'ir v'tzaivara, u'moa eseh. And the Gamlis Gabriel Yitzroy, next column on top, Gamkin Tzorech Ezer. For now I will constantly need the Ezer. Once I fell to this station, from now on I have a lifelong challenge in a battle which I will always with a Yetzer Hara, and I will need a specific Siyata Dishmaya Shulamola Ezra in a Yocheloi. And the Koshkin certainly Levatla Yetzer Hara Mikol Vikol. And certainly if you would like to be Mavatla Yetzer entirely, we as ourselves can do it. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu. No matter what I eat, I will have the chelik of the etzadas in it. Because no matter what, I can't run away from it anymore. No matter what I will be eating, right, we'll have in it a chelik of the etzadas. Therefore, so Kim comes out like this, that the Mauritian, his whole constitution, his physical constitution changed. All of a sudden, the body, if you will, the molecules and his genetic makeup became transformed in a situation. It's like eating certain foods and you become transformed like into a different human being. He's not the same human being as he was. The taruv is a toivara. If, after the fact, we have become human beings, a taruv is toivara, we have to try to get rid of it like it was originally. Now that we have toivara in our bodies, how do you get rid of it? There's only one way, misa. That's why misa has to be here. Because here's not the idea is punishment. It's not the idea to do tshuva and remove the punishment. Here the misa is not because of punishment anymore. Here the misa is in order to get rid of the ra, and right, and be restored to the situation where you're only possessed toiv. And the separation of toiv ra will take place when this mitzias, right, becomes disintegrated through the medium of misa, which will be a purification process to restore mankind after misa, chitamesim. And now you'll become to the chin of the Mauritian Kodem Chet. That's why Misa. Kasha was, if he did tshuva 130 years and so on, why did he have to die for? Not as an Einish, he's dying. He's dying because he has to purify his body to restore it to the situation, to remove the taruvis of Toivara, he says. He said, Avade, Avshah Hila tshuva saw the Mechavah Laharach Yimeim. Of course, we saw the tshuva helped him to be Marach Yom at Korav Lev of Shona, Yoimish of Kajmachu. Nakomakal Mavatlak Zerim, we call the Koli Yavshah. Because Baruch Hu couldn't say no, continue to live. Why? Because the irviv is there. The yargish anos aguf nitzvach hamisa lahafrid hatoiv mahora sheyusharak toiv. The tzaddik says agav, and we didn't elaborate it. You see, I just have two lines in this. I didn't want to go into the part. They said it'll be Shabbos, but the point is when Shabbos comes, af hanois aguf is bekedusha. Shabbos is different, in spite of the fact that we have our desires and we have. But Shabbos, even the Hanoyis HaGuf is completely Kodesh, that in a Goyrim Kitri Getahorik and Mishkos of Harizal. The Kaponim, what Rav Tzaddik told us is that on Purim we come to realize the tremendous potential that we have because we become aware that our Pnimius is always pure. In spite of the fact, on the one hand, through the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Avad Avad is injected Hanoyis HaGuf. But as Haman philosophy was, it's not Shaykh to elevate Hanoyis HaGuf, it's not Shaykh to have Kiddush in Hanoyis HaGuf. What Purim Adol Yodah shows us that the Pnimis of Yid always remains Kodesh, which means so even after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, but deep, deep down, the Pnimis of the Yid really has Kedusha, and because of that Pnimis, the Yid has all the ability and the capabilities to continue to be Mekadosh himself and to continue to grow endlessly in his level of Kedusha. Okay, so this is one Akudah. Again, dealing with the Yetzer Hara, this is the Nochosh. Again, this is what Haman represented. This is what he talked about, what the Eitz Hadas caused. There's always a taruv of Toivara. In light of Haman being a descendant, of course, of Amalek, let's take a look at Amalek, which is Shabbos Zohar. And see again what Reb Tzaddik tells us, what is the message of Zohar? What are we supposed to remember? Why is it so important to remember what Amalek did to us? And therefore, now what? How am I a better Yid now? Zohar, remember what Amalek did. Okay, so I remember. I read the parasha. And now, so what? What do I learn from Amalek? Amalek, a few thousand years ago, wanted to do this and this, because you said, fine. What is the difference before I heard? I remembered it, and how am I any different after I remembered it? So what? Lemaise, Zohar has to have a positive effect, and there's a definite purpose. What is the direction we're going in? The Hira of Tzaddik says in Pritzadik in a different area, this is in Parsha Zohar, and again this was sliced up as you see. So Zohar is also Amalek, Baderech, Ashikorcha Baderech. You notice it says twice the word Baderech. Right? Remember what Amalek did to you, Ashikorcha Baderech. He happened upon you on the road, right? And then it says also, it says in the beginning, it says that's Ashikorcha Baderech, but also remember what he did to you on the road. So Tzorach Lehovin Mashinemer Baderech Beis Pomim. Why is it mentioned Baderech twice? Why is it mentioned Baderech twice? Gam also ma hu inyan azechira u ma sipalehem. First of all, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying them, remember, right? You're talking about the Dora Member. They experienced it. What is he telling them to remember? What is the message for them? Maybe there's something for us to relate, right? They keep going over. But first of all, even for them, they knew Miatzmon, the Dora Member knew themselves, Shehoyu b'nei Dor Shenilchambem. They were the people who fought with Amalek. Why is he telling the Dor HaMidbar, Zohar, you remember, is Asher Oso L'cho Amalek. And even for us, Reb Tzaddik started to say, what do we gain from it by remembering? And certainly the Dor HaMidbar, who anyway knew about it, why should they remember? What are we telling them to remember? What is there for them to remember? Reb Tzaddik says, the name Amalek, what does the name Amalek mean? What is the root of the word Amalek? Medrash Tanchuma. Achoinyan, there are two definitions of the Sheirish of the word Amalek. Achoinyan al-Pimah Shekosu, this is a Medrash Tanchuma, Pashas Kisaitse. Ma'u Amalek, one pshat is, Amalek is Am Yelek. You know what Am Yelek means? Poireach kizoichel. Zoichel, says the parish on the Medrash, is a type of an arbor, a type of a grasshopper, a type of a locust. A type of a locust. Or the Marishan came upon them like a swarm of locusts. Like locusts, like, you know, they fly, you know, and they're able to cross the large distances. Amalek came upon them, Am Yelek. Yelek is a type of a locust. Type of an insect, which flies. Amalek came upon them, Am Yelek. What does that mean? What does it mean Amalek came upon them like an Am Yelek? Like this insect called Yelek. What does it mean? Another pshat, you know what Amalek means? Amalek means Shebo Lilokoik Domon Shel Yisrael Kakele. That's a common word. A dog laps up, right? The Hebrew word is lalakek. Lalakek kekelev. Almost sounds like the English word. Lalakek. Amalek is amlak. He came to lap up, to suck the blood, Jewish blood. He came to drink the blood of Jewish people. Amalek comes, shebol loluk domon shel yisrael kekelev. Lahayne shenikra Amalek al bezo enyonin. Hanal. So Amalek is called Amalek, right? To denote two ideas. Number one, sheporak kekelev. Came and he flew. He came and he arrived. Like a swarm of insects. Right? And then the other idea was, he's lalakek. He's trying to lap up and to suck up the blood of the Bnei Yisrael. What does this mean? What are these two ayinyonim? Says, Tzaddik, listen, I'll tell you. Sheporach kayelek, when it says that Amalek came to fly like a swarm of insects. Sheporach, right? He flew in like a swarm of insects. You know what that means? V'umashikos avachikach b'medrish tanchuma. By the way, if he came like a swarm of insects, he flew from a large distance. How far did he come from? Meshachuma says he came tof parsa, 400 parsois. 400 parsois, as you know, in Chazal is mentioned to denote a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous area. So he came like from the other end of the world, from the other end of the earth. Tof parsa, 400 parsois. Posa Amalek, ubo lasas mochomim yisor. You usually think, you know, that Yidin were traveling, like over Amalek, like they were crossing through Amalek's territory, right? They're coming, going there, and Amalek came. Nah. Amalek came from miles and miles away. They had no shaykhs to meet Amalek. There's no reason for them to bump into Amalek. Vayovoy Amalek. Amalek came to them. How much? 5 miles? 10 miles? No. Hundreds of miles. Hundreds and hundreds of miles. In those days, can you imagine even what even today? In those days, tough parasite. So what's the point? Uvipshutoy, right? Uvipshutoy, it means sheyoshav lifnim Eretz Yisrael, that he was somewhere far from Eretz Yisrael. Or he says vipshutoy, if it's that far, then maybe it means Eretz Yisrael, Chazal say, is 400 parsas. So when you say he came from 400 parsas, it means he came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the other way of understanding. But Eretz Yisrael, the size of Eretz Yisrael is 400 parsas. So Amalek came. Tof parsa means he came from Lifnim Eretz Yisrael, which Eretz Yisrael is tof parsa. What's the idea here? What's the idea? He came, right? Amalek comes from 400 parsas, or with 400 parsas. Yeshloim ha-mechum. Shemirumis al aklipa de Amalek. Amalek represents the root of evil in the world. That's the Yetzer Hara. which is sources for that, many sources. Haina Yitzra Bisha. Amalek represents Yetzer Hara, Kama Shekosav, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parsha Shalach. Now listen to these. Again, Rav Tzadik brings many more examples. I figure it's just enough two or three examples, but these are amazing examples. These are chazals. Have an idea of the koich of the Yetzer Hara. If anybody underestimates the koich of the Yetzer Hara, here's a few examples. Ruhumashi Metzina Kedushin Peyalot. You have to be of the right mindset. Rameir. Right? The Rameir. The holy Tana Rameir. Says Rameir Shoy Misloitis Beva Aveira. Rameir used to laugh off when he saw people being nichshol in Beis Averis, in Lo Averis. Hey, it's an ekhrezik. Hey, how can people do such things? The Yetzer Hara came upset. He said, how can they do such things? Let me test you, Rameir. So the Yetzer Hara opened up, you know, his faucet of energy. And he came upon Rameir with a double dose, with a triple dose, or maybe ten times the amount. And he came upon Rameir. Yetzer Hara came with all of his might. Now there's more than the usual koiches that he uses. You know, in his average mission, Yetzer Hara came upon Rameir and says, you are laughing about the Yoyva Avera? He says, you don't understand that you're making chizik of them? Crossed on a narrow bridge. In the mitten, there came a kruzman HaShemayim, which was geyser. So Yetzer Hara stopped. Because you may be successful. The Yetzer Hara might be successful. Ilav the machlis the berikia. He's a harub Rameir v'toyrosoi. Chazishon Rameir would have been nichshol. Boye yochala Yetzer Hara lovoy lehesis Rameir b'dvar aveira. After Isad, you know who Rameir is? There's another Gemara. See, I quote all these Gemaras of Tzadik. Shoye Rameir einach hachomim baloche. It was called Rameir because he illuminated. He knew that the entire world was haloche. This was Rameir, the source of haloche. Nevertheless, if the late Sahara unleashes or has rishus to unleash, right, his full fury, you're in trouble. The chen ma'aseh sham, if you think this is only Rameir, the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva. Show you misloit to Rabbi Aveir. Rabbi Kiva also gemach latunis from Rabbi Aveir. How can they be nichshul in such things? But also gam ken achshiloi. So the Sahara attempted to be machshul Rabbi Kiva. The Yomar. And the Gemara tells us there that Ilav the Machlis of Berikia. If not, there was an announcement made in Shemayim. He's a harub Rabbi Kiva. No. Be careful of Rabbi Kiva. You can't do this to Rabbi Kiva. He's a harub Rabbi Kiva to Rosai. Then who knows? Rabbi Kiva may also have fallen in the Yetzer Hara. The Av Shomer says, if so, that you know who Rabbi Kiva was? You know Rabbi Kiva was? You think you knew? You know what the Gemara says? Chazal tell us, and you see, this is a Medrash Rabban, it's a Medrash Tanchuma. On the portrait called Yoko Ra'ato Enoi, the eye of Rabbi Kiva saw everything precious. You know what it means he saw everything precious? That Rabbi Kiva, the Chaverov, Dvorim Shoy, Niglu L'Moshe, Niglu Rabbi Kiva, the Chaverov. That even areas, portions of Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was not revealed to Moshe, Rabbi Kiva knew it. Rabbi Kiva had areas of Torah revealed to him that Moshe did not have. And yet, in this great Rabbi Kiva, we find that if the Yitzhar would have been able to unleash his full power, right, then even Rabbi Kiva might have been in trouble. And by Yeshayu Shteirish Shabalpeh, Rabbi Kiva is known to be the Shteirish of Shteirish Shabalpeh, Kama Shemanu Kameponim Arizal. Umekol Mekam Lohayim is Bayis Yitzhar. You might say to yourself, maybe the Yitzhar has a little bit of busha. I mean, Yitzhar should choose his clients, no? Now, you pick on Rabbi Kiva. These are the kind of people you pick on. Yitzhar has no busha. Umekol Mekam Lohayim is Bayis Lehesisel Edvar Averoi. Yilav Shenishmeru Memala. It's not for the fact that Minashemayim protected him. Well, there Roimis. So the Tzadik, listen to this pshat now. Asher korcha baderech, korcha means shoye ke inyan mikre, dover asher lo yale alev. The Tzadik tells us, again, the result is developed that the Yidin coming out of Mitzrayim were already on the highest level. They were Yidin, you have to realize, these were Yidin coming out of Mitzrayim, which means Mitzrayim is the epitome of Sur Mera. If there ever was a Sur Mera, right, to leave behind, to abandon evil, this is the Yidin coming out of Mitzrayim. So coming out of Mitzrayim was the highest kium of Sur Mera. Where were they going to? Kabbalah Satayra. Kabbalah Satayra is the highest level of Asetoy. So the Eden were coming out of Mitzrayim, going towards Kabbalah Satayra. So they were on the highest level of both of Sur Meira and Asetoy. Can you imagine Amalek trying to be Machshul Eden in such low Averis? It's not Oil Aladas. Asher Korcha Bederach. It's Bederach Mikre. It's something that's unfathomable. It's something you can't imagine. Do you believe that a Yetzer Hara would be able to take on such a people who are like Malachim? Coming out of Mitzrayim completely, meaning Sur Meirah, leaving the Tumas Mitzrayim, not coming out of the physical Mitzrayim, coming out of Tumas Mitzrayim. to leaving any vestige of Ra behind them, right? Complete Yetzia of Ra, and going to Kabbalah Satori, going to Sinai, on the highest level of Asay Tori. Amalek is not Mavuyish. He's not afraid of Rav Meir's, he's not afraid of the Kivis, and that's why Amalek was not afraid to attack Bnei Yisrael way before. That's what it means. Asher Kocha Baderach means. He had no busha. Asher Yara Aleiv Kim Shoyim Misloitet Simboi Raveret. I mean, they were making fun of Aveira. These Yidin had no shaykhs basically with Aveira. To try to entice them. To Tzadik further. This is rumors where the Potik says, Mashenema ba Amalek. Remember what it says by the Meraglim? It says, Amalek Yoshev Be'eret Hanegev. What does Eret Hanegev mean? So Eret Hanegev means right in the south. The Tzadik says, No. Eretz HaNegev means Sheperish B'Zoyer HaKodesh. Amalek again Ho Yitzredisha, right? Amalek is the Yetzirah. Behind, you know where the Yetzirah tries to settle? Not by Rishoyim. Rishon Rishoyim, that's a Pasha Tzach. Amalek tries to challenge himself to, he wants to, what's a big accomplishment? It's a big achievement, right? He wants to hit, make a record. His record is Sheyoshe Be'eretz HaNegev Umarame Shenichnes Af L'Leif Kodesh Kezeh Sheminugav Mikol Chem Devetayiv. Negev means dry. What does Negev mean? Like L'Nagev Et HaYodayim. Amalek finds himself among the highest people, Kedoshim Atayim, whose heart is so pure that it's dry of any desire. It's dry. There's no vestige of any Chem Devetayiv. And yet the Yetzirah will try to get them. Amalek Yoshev, Amalek finds himself sitting Be'eretz HaNegev. There's a Tzadik, you might think it's like a weird pshat that I'm saying Negev from Loshen Menugev, from Loshen Dry. That's a totally way of twisting a pshat. The Tzadik, the Gemara and Tumura says it that way on a different Indian. But the Gemara teaches the word, quote, Alder Shadosh Tumura, the Gemara on that same Potik, Eretz HaNegev, the Gemara mentions Negev from Loshen Menugev, from Dry. But if Tzadik is using it like his Indian, Dry meaning is Dry, Menugev, Mekol Chemda V'tayva. The Omar says the Potik further. So not only they were coming out of Mitzrayim, right? Which is the climax, which means coming out of the epitome of Sur Mera, coming out of Ra, right? In its fullest extent, but also Asher Korcha Baderech. Where were they going to? Asher Korcha Baderech means Hayne Baderech Shehocho LeKabel Torah MiSinai. Right? That's where the focus was. Look where they were aspiring to. Mekol Mekol Lo Nitzbayish L'Zdavik L'Hachem. Avcho Yederech Mikre, even though it was something unbelievable to expect, Asher Le'Yumen Ki Yisuper. Ubalalame, you know what the point of this message of Zohar is? What are we supposed to remember? A person should never say, I'm a big enough tzaddik, I can let my guard down. I can go to places because I'll be able to withstand the Mitzrayim. No. Remember what Amalek did to the Bnei Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. You will never be on a madrega higher than the Bnei Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim going to Kabbalah Satayrah. And Amalek had no problem challenging Bnei Yisrael there. You realize it can happen to you also. What he's saying is, the idea of Zohar comes to teach us that a person should be careful from the enticement of the Yetzer Hara. I don't have to worry about it. The other people have to worry. I don't have to worry about it. I'm a tzaddik. I can go here, I can go there, I can read this, I can read that. I'm above that. Right? I have godless Kedusha Prishosoi. Ukohodistan, as it says, Altamin Baton Yemoitcho. Valzebo Hamitzel Lizkoit, remember. Masha Yokoyach Amolik Liz Davik Lohem. Amolik had no problem, right, to attack them. Baderech Shiv. Here's the two Derechs. On the one hand, Baderech Shiyotu Mimitzrayim. The first Baderech is, remember where they came from. Shekoilo Kol Horah Bebchinis Umera. Despite of the fact that Yidwan and Madrega coming out of Mitzrayim, where there was the highest Kiyum of Sumera, and Ubaderech Shoholchu, that's the second Baderech. And going to be mekabel the Torah bechinas asay toiv, the liyoy to adam av kishu b'malah el yoyne bekedusha tahara. And even if you're on the highest madrega, I don't care if you're the tzaddik hador, you're the b'malah el yoyne mekol mokem yenizar. You have to be always careful mipituya itzahar amalek yitzravisha. Val shem zeh, that's why it's called nikra am yelek sheporach keyelek mitof parasav. You know what it means? You know what it means Amalek comes to fly? It means Af Lami Shemeruchek Mikliposoi. 400 parsa is very far. Someone says to myself, I'm so far from Amalek. I'm so far from Amalek. Amalek is Tumah. I'm such a Kaddish. I from Amalek am so far. Amalek can't hurt me. Amalek came from 400 parsa. I don't care how high you are in Kedusha, Amalek came to fly in like the swarm of locusts, which can come far distances. So no matter how high you are in Kedusha, and Amalek is so low, Amalek will come to get you if you're not careful. That's the message, that Amalek comes. Right? Ka'am Yelek. Ka'am Yelek means like the locust. Even someone who is meruchik miklipotay aratachlis umenugiv mikolchem dovetayva eretz hanegev umeruchik mehem kishir top parts and midas kol haaretz makomakim pereach keyelek. So one nekuda, one more. The tzaddik says, I left it out, so I'll tell you just by heart. Then you'll understand the last paragraph, which is the punchline. What does it say later in the pasuk after Ashikorach Baderech Vayizanev Becho? What does it say? Which means he killed among you kol hanechshol. It means all of the weaklings. So the tzaddik says, you know what it means? That Amalek is not even satisfied to be successful, to try to make you sin, but now that he made you sin, he wants to nail at the coffin. He wants to put you into a yush. He wants to put you in a despair that it's all over, that you can't bounce back. That's what it means by Yizanet Becho. On top of everything, when you're weak, when you're down, when a person's weak, when he's down, what he wants to do is not allow you to get up. So after the fact, if you're chayte, what Amalek tries to do is that as a consequence of yechet, you should be fallen to a despair, fall to a match of you, that it's all over. The derech of the yetzer hara is kishiroya shohadam nichshul beza oven batosi bepitiyuv. When the yetzer hara says that he was successful, that a person was nichshul, following his eitzes and his enticement, ache kach, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Halvai would stop there. Ache kach mashlichoi beyush. Loimer, ma yoyeloch tu shivotcho. What's the tshuva going to help you? Ache kigob avoyne chad l'shamayim. Your avayas are so great to repeg him till shamayim. V'hoyl v'itrit hai gavrim oylem habo. And when a person hears this and feels he has no oylem habo, he says, it's all lost anyway. I might as well have at least some oylem hazeh, he says to himself. I have no oylem habo anyway, right? This is a leipik l'tana by Alma. Because of that other thing. Now it's after the chet. Amalek wants to throw you into a yush. That's what he's called amlak. Tries to suck the blood. Suck the blood is means to finish you off completely. The shvikas is chayte givaim. After not gebliven, that is blitz. He wants to wipe it off. You shouldn't be able to rejuvenate yourself. Not able to do tshuva and to come back. That's the second pshat of Amalek. Amalek is am yelek. He comes from a distance. No matter how high you are in kedusha, how far you are removed from Amalek, he'll come to get you. Never feel overconfident that you're protected from the Yitzhara. But second, after the fact, if you're chayte, he wants to impose a yush, and he'd like to instill this idea of hopelessness within you. That's the other pshat of Amalek, which is amlak, which it comes to be like a kekelev, which it says, Hashem zeh nikra Amalek amlak shebo lokuk domon shel yisrael kekelev shebo limtzoit she'er is domon shel yiblid mabes yiblid, there's still a little blood left. Even that he wants to wipe away. The chiyusam, the she'eris of chiyus, but you blame a little bit of chiyus is left. Atachlitzo, he wants to eradicate and wipe out completely, and to annihilate and destroy. Okay, now, so bo hamitzvah, therefore comes timche zecher amolek al beis v'nyonen. Do not live with this idea. Always know, no matter how high you are in kedusha, remember that you have to be careful about amolek. You have to be careful about the yetzer hara. And if chas v'sholom you slipped, remember again that there's no such thing as yush. Like we had a different topic, and here it's emphasizing it again. Number one, and second of all, he said, and if it happened that you attack it, were nichshul, that is an important lesson, rabbis. Is relevant to today. It was relevant yesterday, and it is relevant at Tov Kol HaDoiros. That's the relevance. Because what happened to Knei Yisrael on the highest level, Amalek does not rest. And Amalek always challenges, no matter how great you are. You can never be overconfident. And if Chas V'Shalom you did slip, this is what we learn. So again, so what we learned back in Bechirik, and this is very important. So again, so the essence of Zohar is to teach us that what our Avodah is. Avodah is always to be on guard against the Yetzer Hara. Second avodah is to remember what, that there's no such thing as yush. And ultimately, in our avodah zayid, which is the avodah of the Yom Tov Purim, we realize the greatness of the hidden potential of every yid by remembering that even if we were chayte, but our pnimius always remained pure. And that's, by the way, another reason why not to have yush. Because no matter what happens, it did not touch the pnimius. The pnimius of the yid always is pure. Regardless how far we would have slipped, now, pnimius, we are totally connected to Kedusha. Because the essence of every yid is Kedusha. and his actions will only paint his chitzonius, but never his primius, and therefore a yid always has a takon.
My side, the love is asking to announce that 2 weeks from tonight, the